Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
My dear friends, today I want to share with you a message of hope, a message that reminds us of the unfailing power and love of our Almighty God. In moments of doubt, it's crucial to remember that God is in control, no matter what challenges we face, no matter how daunting the circumstances may seem. God will sort it out swiftly. The Bible is filled with promises of God's faithfulness and his ability to intervene in our lives. In Isaiah 41, 10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." These words are a source of comfort and assurance for us all. They remind us that we are not alone, that God is always by our side, ready to guide us through any storm. When we look at the world around us, it's easy to become overwhelmed by the chaos and confusion. But we must hold on to our faith and trust that God's plan is greater than anything we can imagine. As it says in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." We may not always understand why certain things happen or why we have to endure certain hardships, but we can take comfort in knowing that God sees the bigger picture. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We may not see immediate results or instant solutions to our problems, but we can trust that God is working behind the scenes, aligning everything according to his perfect will. In times of waiting, it's easy to become impatient and discouraged. We want instant answers, quick fixes, but God operates on his own timetable. As it says in 2 Peter 3, 8, "But do not overlook this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." God's timing is not our timing, but his timing is always perfect. We may have to wait longer than we'd like, but we can trust that God will sort it out swiftly in his own time. My dear friends, let us continue to stand firm in our faith, even when the storms of life rage around us, for it is in the midst of these storms that our faith is tested and strengthened, and it is in these moments that God reveals his mighty power and unfailing love. When we feel overwhelmed by the weight of our burdens, let us remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 11:28-30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus invites us to come to him with our struggles and our fears, promising to give us the peace and the strength we need to carry on. In times of doubt and uncertainty, let us turn to the promises of God's word for guidance and reassurance. Psalm 46, 1-3 declares, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." These words remind us that no matter what challenges we face, God is our refuge and our strength, a constant presence in the midst of the storm. When we are tempted to lose heart and give up hope, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews 12:2, "He endured the cross, despising its shame, for the joy set before him. He conquered sin and death so that we might have eternal life. And he promised to never leave us, nor forsake us, to be with us always, even to the end of the age. So let us take heart, my friends, and hold on to the hope that is found in Christ alone. No matter what trials we may face, no matter what obstacles may stand in our way, God will sort it out swiftly. He is our rock and our fortress, our deliverer and our salvation. So let us trust in Him with all our hearts, knowing that He will never fail us. My friends, when we encounter setbacks and disappointments, let us remember that God's plans for us are plans for prosperity and not for harm, plans to give us hope in a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Though we may face obstacles along the way, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Isaiah 43:19. In times of pain and suffering, let us find comfort in the promise of God's presence. He is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18. He heals the wounds of the broken and binds up their sorrows. Psalm 147:3. Even in our darkest moments, God's light shines through, offering hope and healing to all who seek Him. When we feel overwhelmed by the challenges of life, let us remember the words of Jesus. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Our Savior has conquered sin and death, and He has given us the victory through His death and resurrection. No matter what trials we face, we can overcome them through the power of Christ living in us. So let us stand firm in our faith, knowing that God is faithful to His promises. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Deuteronomy 31:6. He is our strength and our shield, our ever-present help in times of trouble. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for God is with us. His rod and His staff, they comfort us. Psalm 23:4. Therefore, let us lift up our heads and rejoice, for our redemption draws near. Luke 20:1-28. Let us trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6. He will make our paths straight and lead us into the abundant life He has promised to those who love Him. John 10:10. And let us remember that God's timing is perfect, even when it may not align with our own. Sometimes, we may feel like God is taking too long to answer our prayers or to intervene in our situation. But we must trust that He knows what is best for us and that His timing is always right. In the book of Habakkuk, the prophet wrestled with questions about God's timing and justice. Despite his confusion and frustration, he ultimately declared his trust in God, saying, "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior." Habakkuk 3:17-18. Like Habakkuk, we too can choose to rejoice in the Lord, even when we don't understand His timing or His ways. It's important to remember that God's perspective is much broader than our own. He sees the beginning from the end and knows how every detail of our lives fits into His perfect plan. As it says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, He has made
offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Everything beautiful in its time. So let us be patient and wait on the Lord, knowing that he will sort it out swiftly, according to his divine wisdom. Furthermore, let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest. If we do not give up, even when it feels like our prayers are going unanswered or our efforts are in vain. Let us persevere in faith, knowing that God is working behind the scenes to bring about his purposes. Beloved friends, let us also remember the importance of seeking God's will and aligning our hearts with his purposes. Sometimes, in the midst of our struggles, we may be tempted to take matters into our own hands or to seek solutions that are not in line with God's plan. However, it is essential that we surrender our will to his and trust in his wisdom and guidance. Proverbs 3, 5, 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he will make our paths straight. This means that we must surrender our desires, our plans, and our agendas to God, trusting that his ways are higher than ours and his plans are for our good. When we align our will with God's will, we position ourselves to receive his blessings and to experience his peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, 7. Even in the midst of uncertainty and adversity, we can have confidence that God is working all things together for our good. Romans 8, 28. Furthermore, let us remember the power of prayer in seeking God's will and inviting his intervention in our lives. James 5, 16 tells us that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. When we come before God in prayer, earnestly seeking his guidance and help, he hears us and responds according to his perfect will. In times of trouble and distress, let us not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our requests to God. Philippians 4, 6. As we pour out our hearts to him in prayer, he will grant us his peace and give us the strength to persevere through every trial. And let us continue to seek God's will, trusting in his wisdom and timing. As we surrender our hearts to him and seek his face in prayer, he will guide us, protect us, and sort out our situation swiftly according to his perfect plan. So let us commit ourselves afresh to seeking God's will in all things, knowing that he is faithful and his promises are true. My brother and my sister, let us also remember the importance of surrendering our worries, fears, and anxieties to God as we wait for him to sort out our situation swiftly. In 1 Peter 5, 7, we are encouraged to cast all our anxieties on him because he cares for us. This means that we can entrust our concerns and burdens to God, knowing that he is able to handle them far better than we ever could. When we try to carry the weight of our problems on our own shoulders, it only leads to stress, anxiety, and exhaustion. But when we release them into God's hands, it frees us from the heavy burden and allows his peace to flood our hearts and minds. Philippians 4, 6, 7 assures us that when we present our requests to God with thanksgiving, his peace, which transcends all understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Furthermore, let us cultivate a spirit of patience and trust as we wait for God's timing. Psalm 27, 14 encourages us to wait for the Lord, to be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. This requires us to let go of our desire for immediate answers and solutions, and instead trust that God knows what is best for us and will act on our behalf at the right time. In our waiting, let us also remember to seek God's presence and guidance through prayer and meditation on His Word. Psalm 119, 105 declares, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." As we immerse ourselves in God's word and spend time in His presence, He illuminates our path and gives us the wisdom and direction we need to navigate through our challenges. Moreover, let us remain steadfast in our faith and hold on to the hope we have in Christ. Hebrews 10:23 encourages us to hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. For He who promised is faithful, even when our circumstances may seem bleak and our prayers unanswered. Let us continue to trust in God's faithfulness and His ability to work all things together for our good. So, as we wait for God to sort out our situation swiftly, let us surrender our worries, fears, and anxieties to Him, trusting that He cares for us and is able to handle our concerns. Let us cultivate patience, seek His presence and guidance, and hold fast to our faith and hope in Christ. For He is faithful, and He will never fail us. As we conclude our time together, I encourage you to take the message of hope, faith, and trust in God's timing with you in the midst of life's challenges, uncertainties, and trials. Remember that God is always with you, working to sort out every situation swiftly according to His perfect plan. I invite you to share this message with others who may need encouragement and reassurance in their own journeys of faith. Together, let us lift each other up, praying for one another and pointing each other to the unfailing love and faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. If you found this message inspiring and uplifting, I encourage you to subscribe to our channel or follow us for more encouraging content. By staying connected, you'll receive regular reminders of God's promises and His presence in your life. May God bless you and those around you. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, You are a God of miracles, and I believe that You have the power to do amazing things in my life. God, I ask for Your guidance and direction in my life. Help me to make wise decisions and to follow Your path for my life. Give me the courage and faith to trust in Your plan for my life, even when things seem uncertain or difficult. Lord, I also ask for a miracle in my financial situation. I am struggling to make ends meet, and I need Your help to overcome my financial difficulties. Please provide me with the resources and opportunities that I need to get back on my feet and live a comfortable life. Finally, I ask for Your healing touch in my life. You are the great healer, and I know that You can heal me of any physical, emotional, or spiritual ailment. Please touch my life with Your healing power and restore me to good health and wholeness. Thank You, God, for Your love, Your grace, and Your mercy. I trust in Your goodness and faithfulness, and I know that You are capable of doing all things. I pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.